following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com today.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5-Hour Energy.
Tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have got a jam-packed show for you today. Monty Kratzenstein sneaks in today because Damon Day, I mean, he's gracious enough to give us his time. Damon Day has to be playing baseball in less than an hour in Missouri because of the weather, and I don't get it all. I figured, well, Wednesday they're going to be good because the storm's not supposed to hit yet, but apparently yesterday they called from Northwest Missouri State and said, hey, I'm going to drive down and play tomorrow. So they did. Lopers are down there. They get a doubleheader underway at noon, and they stay there all week because they've got another series that begins on Friday. And so Monty Kratzenstein, who was via phone with us yesterday, is in studio. And I ask you this, tongue-in-cheek, how is this giving our UNK student-athletes less time on the road and more time in the classroom, which was sold to me by various folks over the last 3 years?
You're gonna go that direction already. Here's a couple things I want to. I was warming up in the bullpen, the proverbial bullpen, so I was ready when Damon had took that call. The second thing is, I wonder if the Super 8 there has very good room service where they're staying. They can maybe do they have room service there for Damon?
That I bet they do for Damon. Who knows about those guys? Hopefully. Ah, man, that's tough. Good luck with the 99-cent meals. I hear a lot about those. Get as many of those as they can. And I know you can't do anything about the weather, but I don't remember RMAC midweek games, so I'm throwing that out. This will be something that I you know, we could get slapped around a little bit here, and I'm not trying to make it a big deal, but the baseball team is going to be gone from last night all the way until when they return on Sunday. And so hopefully they can do what they need to do class-wise as we're here, turn it into the end of February already.
Here is what I know. Knowing some of those kids, a lot of them are pretty good students. They're starting to dispel a lot of that stereotype of the college baseball player, which was in place when I was in school. Sorry to Ernerstad and the guys. But they miss more school than anybody. But I know Damon also is one of those guys that he's on them about their classes. So I think they'll be okay.
I will also, they'll take care of business, and I totally lost what I was going to say. So let's move on. Mike McCoy, Nebraska Danger, going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk Kelly Cooksley, Axtell girls basketball coach, district final on Friday, and Lance Creech, Hastings College men's basketball coach. I wanted to have them on before they play tomorrow because now they're at the point where they've had a very good season. They got off to a hot start. I don't think anybody expected that their record would be as good as it is after you lose your leading scorer and leading rebounder, who's the same guy in Tobin Reinwald. And yet, they had a great season, and they're still the number six seed in the conference tournament with a winning conference record and all of that. But we all know that Lance Creech is stepping down at the end of the year, and that could be as soon as tomorrow night. We hope it's not. We hope they make a run in the postseason tournament. For a while there, I thought they had a real legit shot of getting into the national tournament, but I'm guessing if you're the sixth seed in the GPAC, which is a good conference, that's probably not going to be quite good enough. They would have to at least make the finals. We'll get some comments from the coach and see what he has to say as well today. So that's all coming up. Plus, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance to win a $25 gift card coming up later on in the program today. And already, a lot of folks trying to make some adjustments, trying to figure out what to do. And I will reiterate this from a personal standpoint with the snow coming in. It doesn't sound like it's going to miss us. If it misses us, we only get 6 inches. And 6 inches is enough to postpone everything on Thursday. Here's what I'm saying. And again, folks, you're the fans out there. I know we have coaches listening. I know we have administrators from time to time listening to the program when they get a chance. So you tell me the positives and the negatives. I've been in touch with Jim Angeli at the Nebraska School Activities Association. He says there will be no blanket policy for the basketball. It has been told to the swimming folks, and I assume probably to the wrestling folks as well, but swimming starts Thursday in Lincoln. Do what you have to do to be here. And if that means you've got to come down on Wednesday, you better come down on Wednesday. We had this incident with the girls' basketball, what's it been, almost a decade ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was, where teams, even from Omaha to Lincoln, almost didn't make it in because they chanced it on Thursday, and safety is first. But here's my concern with all the basketball, because it's now at a point where there's not a whole lot of room in between. If Thursday's boys' basketball has to be postponed, let's just play it Saturday. Don't mess with the girls. Don't mess with the teams that might have boys and girls and try and jam it all in on Friday. You've got the officials. Whatever the facilities are, if there's something going on there Saturday night, play them in the afternoon on Saturday when everybody can see what's going on. That is my idea. That is my thought. That is my hope. That is my wish, because I'm pretty sure we're not going to be playing on Thursday night if we get 6 inches or more of snow. So I'm hoping. And then why jam it on Friday? You don't know if you're going to be able to play on Friday either. So that's my wish, my hope, that's what happens.
I like the fact they didn't have a blanket policy, though, because because of the geography, there's a lot of differences in travel and how far teams have to travel and logistics. These ADs, I like giving them the ability to change and make things work, because the bottom line is this: you want to keep everybody safe. That's the first thing. But secondly, you want to make sure that everybody has a fair chance to qualify for the next step for the state tournament. And, you know, if that's going to take away, however you do it, if that's going to take away some from your gate because you have some splits in the girls and the boys, you know, yeah, gate's important, but those are the two factors. You want to have the right teams, everybody gets a fair shot, and you want to keep people safe.
Let's just see. I would think, since we know this is going on, you would have an and or. Mm-hmm. If we can't play Thursday night, we will do this. I mean, you should know today, right, that if you're not playing on Thursday, what you're going to do. This is a heads up. This isn't coming out of nowhere.
That is
Let
good.
The fans
yeah.
know leaving the gym tonight on the PA. Folks, the final is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. If it is postponed, we will have it Saturday afternoon at 2 or 3 or whatever you want to do, or Saturday night at 6 or Friday if that's your decision. But, what do we got from Kearney, even west of Kearney, let's say, from basically it's going to affect North Platte all the way to Iowa. That's going to affect 90% of the high schools that are still playing. Two districts west of North Platte, basically, in one district for every class. So that's just my thought. I'm throwing it out there.
Well, a lot of stuff to think about, and we can have our opinions and our ideas, and I think we've got some pretty good ones, but those ADs, are – They've went through this, and they're trying to figure out the very best scenario, and that's a tough situation for them, trying to figure out what's the very best. But I'm glad the NSAA did not say you have to do it this way, because I think that handcuffs your options.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's always the number to get a hold of us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You can also email the Dent Popper inbox. Home of the Armor Lining. You might want to go see them if it gets a little rough this weekend. And the email address is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always Facebook us as well at ESPNSuperstation. So a lot coming up on the program today. This Oscar Pistorius thing is going to have, I think, a lot of people riveted. A lot of this weird stuff going on in the news with the Mindy McCready thing, and I know you may not be a country star or whatever, but if you watch the reality show or you're into Dr. Drew, there's so many different ways that you could know who that is. This is the stuff of real-life movies that is just going to be eaten up by the television networks or by Hollywood, because both will now have movie deals after this. And, you know, Pistorius is trying to say that, well, I thought it was an intruder. And we all supposedly know that he sleeps with a gun by his bed. And then there's some people saying, well, she was trying to sneak in and do a Valentine's thing. It all sounds really, really strange. And it's too bad, because the most of the world thinks Oscar Pistorius is, a South African god. I'd say Greek god for an Olympian, but he is from South Africa.
Well, and that's, you know, without getting too philosophical here, that's the trouble with putting so many people on a pedestal when you don't really know what they're about. How many times have we, as a society, seen that? You know, believe me, when back in the day, Mike Tyson, for all of his things, everybody idolized Mike Tyson for his ability to knock people out. You know, and I can go all the way down the line to Jerry Sandusky, to the whole thing. And when you start idolizing people, and when you don't really know, and a lot of people don't know the situation. I don't know. The only thing I knew about Oscar before this was all the human interest stories that was done during the Olympics. And I thought, you know, if I was just using that, boy, he's a great guy. What a wonderful role model and all these things. We just don't know. And I think that's probably what the lesson is, you know, I hate to tell people to be cynical, but, you know, you just have to realize that people fail and people aren't always what they seem to be.
Who we got left, Monty? Who we got left? All of our superstars, all of our so-called heroes, and we all have faults. I get that. That's not what I'm saying. But, I mean, these are a little more than just, you know, however you want to say it, you know, the minor faults, I guess you would say. I mean, we've got LeBron James right now, but I mean, everyone from Michael Jordan to Magic Johnson to the baseball players on steroids and everything else to now you've got Pistorius to, I mean, what do you got? You got Usain Bolt and you got LeBron James. You got anybody else for me?
As you were saying that, I was kind of going through all the, you know, the NBA, the Olympics, all this sort of thing. And then again, that's the problem. That's the danger.
You know, Tom Brady.
Do you want me to sound like go all the way out and say, you know what? There's a lot of great mom and dads out there locally. Maybe we should do it. There's a lot of teachers and coaches. There's a lot of nurses and people, firefighters. Maybe we should go that route and start to idolize them a little bit more. I hate to sound like Charles Barkley, and I'm not a role model, but listen. At a lower level, maybe it makes you appreciate the, and again, I'm throwing out a name, the Rex Burkheads of the world, you know, and from what we know, what a great person. But you know what? If he isn't taken in the first spot of the draft, all of a sudden Rex Burkhead is kind of pushed offside. You know, Danny Woodhead, what a great person, what a great role model. So maybe until you get to that very top level, maybe it is easier to find those kind of people at the lower level. I don't know.
Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Always love to hear your opinion, and we will be back to jump into our array of guests, starting with Mike McCoy of the Nebraska Danger after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You would not want to be your engine's rear seal, wrapped around a greasy spinning crankshaft for an afternoon or a decade. Your rear seal would tell you that, but it's busy hugging a crankshaft, remember? But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. Remember, your rear seal is not going to text you a little yellow sad face. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
This President's Day weekend at the Home Depot, save 10% off all appliances of $397 or more. Or dial up the savings with over $640 off a stainless steel, large capacity LG French door refrigerator. From the kitchen to the laundry room, savings like that could mean a nice little upgrade to your upgrade. It's all at the Home Depot this President's Day weekend. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 6th, U.S. only. See store.
Boys, sub-district basketball tournament action continues tonight on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Adams Central and Central City will play at 6:30, Sandy Creek and Grand Island Central Catholic at 8. On Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic battles St. Paul at 5:45, Gibbon and Minden at 7:30, and on 12:30 AM KHAS, it's Donovan Trumbull against Superior at 6, followed by St. Cecilia Blue Hill at 7:45. It's Boys High School Hoops tonight.
He's the 2013 recruiting class, Bo's best.
Bo Pelini's deepest class.
Sean Callahan is at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, Tuesday the 26th.
One of the areas that really stands out to me is how they address the line play.
The Indian Head Golf Clubhouse, Grand Island, Wednesday the 27th. Call for a reservation.
I love the potential impact that both running backs, Adam Taylor and Terrell Newby, will make in the Husker program.
At Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the 28th, 6 p.m. each night. Made possible by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from Wednesday night out through the day on Thursday. Sunshine develops through the day today as we head up to 34 with north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
Daddy Show with Monty Kratzenstein joining me, Doug Duda, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're sure glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And don't forget that every Tuesday is Wing Basket Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. For just $5, you get a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings. You choose from over a dozen wing flavors. Try something different every week. Or if you got a group of you, get three or four different, get 30, 40 wings. You can try them all out. Nothing better than wing night at the Chicken Coop. Maybe for lunch you want to slide in, see what's going in on a Tuesday. You can light it up with a salad, a dollar off any of their great salads, and you can mix in so many great things there as well. A variety of salads for you at the Chicken Coop, where there's not a bad seat in the house to kick back, relax, enjoy a meal, play some Keno, watch your favorite sporting events. It's all for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Quick thought here, Monty, as you were busy, as I joked with you yesterday, you were coaching out there. Your thoughts on Mike Montgomery with the shove, because I knew when I saw it, I said, this isn't good. And I am a person that will say, I understand it. Even though it wasn't good, I understand it. I mean, a coach probably wants, or a teammate wants to do that to somebody else on their team, probably every single night. And to make it thousands of games without making any contact or saying something you shouldn't say is a modern miracle when all of it's reported anymore. But the Pac-12 reprimanded Mike Montgomery, but they will not suspend him for the incident. Problem is, that kind of stuff ends up floating down the old tube, and everybody sees it, and then you've got a 1AA coach, or you got a high school coach, or you got a little kids coach, or it doesn't even matter the sport. But your thoughts?
Well, there's certain coaches that we all have seen on the sidelines that maybe wouldn't be shocked and surprised about something like that. I mean, we see it on ESPN every week, it seems like, some sort of incident. But Montgomery's one of those guys where how many games has he coached, and we've never heard anything or seen anything like this. So you have to think that it's out of character. Unfortunate, because, again, this little clip will be played forever. You know, that's part of what he will leave his legacy, yeah. And it's just a little blip on his radar screen for all the games he's coached. So that's unfortunate. You know, none of us know the situation, exactly what happened, but you just can't do it. I mean, that's the unfortunate part about it, and he'll pay for it. You know, maybe his legacy, because he's a tremendous coach. He might be, you know, future Hall of Fame type coach for all he's done, but this will be that little mark on his record.
Well, and you always, I mean, let's face it, Bob Knight, They giggled, they put their tongue in their cheek, and they said, oh, there's Bobby. He could never make it today. And then on the other side, you know, the players took it. They didn't like it. But they took it, and the player that got shoved automatically comes up with attitude and backs up. Goes, you can't tell exactly what he's saying, but you know it's, hey, he shoved me. Come on.
Well, the thing is, afterwards, too, you know, the player downplayed it, which was interesting, too, because probably tells me that he knew he was in the wrong. I don't, you know, he didn't make a big deal out of it either. So, you know, this will be as big a deal as what, again, the media, he's issued a statement. There's going to be punishments from him. There's reprimands. But, you know, I'm sure he'd like to move on. I'm sure the player would like to move on. But unfortunately, this stuff doesn't go away until the next time. Jeff and I were talking about this off air. You know, there's always some big story, whether it's Oscar or whether whatever. But there's always going to be one coming up. You just, if you're one of those guys that are in the news for something negative, you're just hoping that next time you turn on ESPN, there's a breaking story, that there's something bigger and worse for people to talk about.
That's exactly what's going on. Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Dudamani, Kratzenstein, former Husker, with us here as our co-host today. Mike, you have to play this game of finding players along with the coaches and signing them and dealing with characters. And I know that the Nebraska Danger has a lot of great people, but and it wasn't just Nebraska. You've been all over the place. What's it like in this day and age finding the right guy? I mean, we've heard coaches say, you know what, this guy just won't fit into my system. I don't care how talented he is. I got to have the right character.
Right. Well, we start. We look at so much film, you guys. I mean, my eyes just fall out of my head sometimes looking at film and calling agents and talking to college coaches, talking to high school coaches, talking to the families. And as long as we've been in this game, we pretty much, you know, if a kid's coming from a certain part of the country, I pretty much know somebody in that area that knows him or knows of him, so we do everything we can possibly do to try to bring in the best guys we can here. And their college coaches are usually very good about telling us, you know, if they've been in trouble, not been in trouble, if they're good kids, if they come to practice on time, if they work hard, and all that kind of stuff too. And then we get all the film, and then we start calling, and we call the agents. And, of course, they don't always tell you the truth, but most of them do a better job of telling you the truth a little bit. But they do okay. And of course, then we call the families, and, you know, we talk to – I've even done searches of neighborhoods, you know, where guys come from. If I'm in that town, and I'll go talk to the neighbors, just go up to the door and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about recruiting this kid. You know, what do you think? And but we learn a lot before these guys come in, and then once we get them, man, that first day we set them down and we tell them that Grand Island, Nebraska, and central part of the state here is not a big, not a highly populated area, and they're going to live in a fishbowl here, and they got to do the right thing all the time, and we make an example, you know, of the first guy that screws up goes home, and we've never had that happen yet. So either they're believing us, or we're, you know, doing a better job of making sure that we find the right guys.
Well, Coach, obviously you're doing your homework, and that's one of the challenges you have. What's the other challenge? How do you get, for those of us that don't know as much about the league and the personnel decisions, how do you get some of these players to Grand Island, Nebraska? I look at your roster, and I see a very impressive list. And, you know, you as a salesman have to do a job of getting those guys. I mean, it isn't like you have huge contracts to offer or whatnot. How do you get them to Grand Island on your team?
Well, and it's really tough too, because they could play in this league, and they could play in Chicago, they could play in Denver, they could play in Dallas, you know, they could play in bigger cities. What we offer here, which helps the most, is that they know when they come here that we will take care of them extremely well. We house them extremely well, we feed them very well. They can find jobs here. If they look for jobs here, they can actually find them here. Because we have a lot of jobs here that are available, where in most parts of the country they don't right now because of the economy. We have a great owner who is in it for the right reason, and they've met so many shady owners in other places. It's just amazing when they come here and they get to meet our ownership, and they know that they're going to be taken care of. And then we do appearances in the town constantly, where they're out talking to kids. And they have to want to do that, too. We made 112 appearances last year during the season, just going to colleges and businesses and churches and schools and you know, stuff like that, too. And plus, you know, they're going to play in front of a sold-out crowd on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps. That helps a lot.
Mike McCoy is with us here, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger. And that has been one thing that, obviously, everybody that puts it together, you have so many different events that happen with each game. That's half of it. The game's half of it, and everything else that goes on in between is half of it. But the attendance has never been a problem for the Nebraska Danger, and they made strides last year as far as wins and losses. How's it looking for this year? I mean, heck, Lincoln's coming in. You're top-heavy at home to start the season. And if they're just wondering, former Huskers are with Lincoln. You guys got former Division I talent. How's it looking?
Well, we are, they really have some great players, too, and we know that it's going to be a fantastic game, and we tried to recruit a lot of those kids, too, and they all found jobs in Lincoln, and they all have families there, and they all didn't want to drive an hour to practice every day to come over to Grand Opera to a practice, so which we know is true. So, no, we're going to, we're very pumped about our kids and kids. I keep calling them kids. These are grown men. They're They played at some major colleges. They've really done some great things, and they're just anxious to get the opportunity to come in and play. And I'm actually at practice right now. I had to walk outside to take this phone call, but they're in there, and we're loaded on the offensive line. Those guys are as big as people as I've seen. I mean, and very talented. Foot speed is very good. Very smart guys, and they're from UCLA and a bunch of other places too, like that. And They too know that when they come here that we work awful hard to get them to move up. And we don't want anybody here unless they want to move up. I mean, we don't want somebody that's just going to be content to play here, And they have to have that drive and that spirit to move up. And we moved a couple of guys up last year during midseason, So they know that it can happen. And we feel very, very good, too, about the quarterback situation, very, very good about the running back situation. And our defensive line, those guys are all skinny at about 285 and 290. And they put that hand on the ground, and they get upfield. And our middle linebacker, Maurice Simpkins, played with the Green Bay Packers last year, and he played five games with the Packers, and he is just a beast. I mean, I can't wait to see how he does on Saturday night. I hope I better call the ambulance department and make sure they have enough stretchers out there. I'll tell you, he's been that good so far, and the background check on him was just absolutely, too, just fantastic. So, no, we're very excited, very elated, and it's just been really fun, guys, to watch the talent level increase, from year one to year two, and then from last year to this year. It's just been phenomenal.
Well, you're doing something right there, because obviously these kids, over the years, they really pass the eyeball test. You look at some of these kids, and you just see phenomenal athletes. What are some of the X's and O's challenges that you have? Obviously, it's a totally different game. You're looking at athletes. How much of it is athletes, and how much of it is scheme and X's and O's and that sort of planning?
Well, they just really have to realize that our field is 50 yards long and it's 85 feet wide. There's no out of bounds to run out of bounds to. You can't protect yourself. We got big, thick pads on those sidewalls. And this game is so fast. The speed of it is just amazing. And, for them to be able to adapt to this, to know that, I mean, it's just a condensed form of the outdoor game, and they've got to make quicker decisions. They've got to react quicker. They have to read coverages quicker. They have to know whether it's man or zone when they get off the line of scrimmage. And, of course, we watch a ton of film, and they pretty much know what they're going to see. And then we see so much decoy in this league and disguise of coverages, and they might be showing cover two, but it's really a man three or a cover three look. And so they have to be ready to adjust on the run to these different things. And the thought process that goes into each one of these routes whenever they run out on a route, I mean, they could end up doing 15 things. I mean, if it's a man, if the man's on the inside, they're going to run outside. The guy's on the outside, they're going to run inside. Of course, the quarterback, he has to see those things too, And then if the guy's deep, then we'll curl up underneath them. He's on tight. We're heading deep. So they have to know that. And then, of course, the offense, defensive linemen, they're all on an island. I mean, they can't hide like they can in the outdoor game, where you can zone block and scheme block and stretch block and cover up a weak link if you had one. I mean, these guys are all pretty much man on man, and we can tell right away if a guy can pass block or else if he can't. I mean, and the quarterback's decisions have got to be so quick, and those windows are just so minute because it is the indoor game and the field's smaller. So everything has to be quicker and sharper and faster, and the scouting reports have to be even better.
Folks, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Nebraska Danger here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Mike, what's new this year for the fans to know? What's new about the IFL? It looks like it has changed as well.
It has. We are very, very pleased with where it's going right now. We've got 10 really, really strong teams right now, from Washington, D.C. to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we really feel good about the strength of each one of these teams. We lost some teams last year, and we lost some teams the year before that shouldn't have been in the league in the first place. I mean, we'd fly to some of these places, and there'd be 500 people in the stands. You know, and it's just they weren't doing things the right way. They, you know, we run this like a business. You know, and we encourage all the other teams that are in this league to make sure that they have those same ideas. But the league is very strong. We're already talking merger with some other leagues, and so we're very, very happy with that. You know, it should be a bus league to make it work financially as far as your travel costs and expenses. And but we do play a team this year in Spokane, Washington, so that'll be a nice little flight up there. But those things are pretty expensive flights to go and do, but it's you're going the right way, and people are getting smarter about working with budgets now and how to make it work and keeping work comp costs down and, you know, selling tickets, and it's all about revenues and getting those groups into the games. And, you know, we've got 32 groups signed up for our first game. I mean, there'll be 32 groups coming in there. You know, you don't magically open your doors and people just walk in. I mean, you do have to go get them. And we've been trying to preach that in our league as well, because we do have more people that come to our games, and we are in the smallest market. I mean, we're in a town of 50,000 people, and yet we outdraw people in towns of 5 million, you know. So, you know, they need to try to adopt that same philosophy, too, and make this thing bigger and better.
I know we want to get you back to practice. You probably want to get back to practice. But real quick, you talk about these fans that are coming in the doors. You've already mentioned the middle linebacker or the linebackers that you're going to have. Talk a little bit about a couple of the players that we want to watch, we want to look for.
Kane!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. man, I don't even know where to start.
Do you have enough footballs to get them all these studs that you got?
These receivers? Well, you know, we got all the receivers back. We actually re-signed 14 guys back from last year, which is really, really good for this league, you know, because the year before we only signed back two of them. I mean, I cut the rest of them after the last game, but we do, you know, and they're in there right now working on possession routes and who's going to be doing this. They're all learning every position, and all I know is that we've got 40 guys in there right now practicing. I got to cut 15 guys after the game on Saturday, so they're going to be fighting for their jobs on Saturday, and that's why this game is so crucial to us. And we know that Lincoln's going to be here, and they really have some great, great players too. But now there's competition at every single position, every single spot. You know, the two running backs are, you know, that C.J. Gable from USC. I mean, good gosh, he rolled in about 2 weeks ago, and he looks like just like a bronze statue. I mean, just the most well-built kid I've ever seen. And then there's just, you know, we're just stacked everywhere. And we got our kicker in this morning from USC, Joe Houston, who's kicked in two Rose Bowls and played for Pete Carroll for 3 years, and Lane Akiffin for a year. I mean, but there's just so much talent now that's available, you know. And these guys all know, too, there's only 32 NFL teams right now. And each year, each team will draft, and, you know, they fill up their rosters through free agency and returning veterans. And, you know, each NFL team might sign three guys, maybe three rookies. So that leaves 96 jobs in this country of all these Division I and Division II guys who come out who are so talented. And, of course, now the high school programs are getting better, and they're feeding the colleges better players, and everybody's smarter about nutrition and weightlifting. And it's just so much fun to watch this thing grow, because we are loaded and excited. But now we got to keep them happy. We got to keep them healthy, you know. So those things have to happen.
Well, it's nice of you to go ahead and give those USC guys a place to play. You know, hopefully you can straighten them out and correct all those bad habits that they learned out there on the West Coast.
They may all come in here with a story. It's so much fun to sit down with these guys.
I bet you there's a lot of stories in the locker room. That'd be a fun deal if you could just sit down and have everyone tell their best and worst story from where they came from. That'd be that's kind of fun part of your job, I'm sure.
And when you hear the Pete Carroll stories, it's exactly like you hear on TV, you know, the crazy things he does and the guys he brings to practice and how intense he is and how fun he is and all that recruiting, you know, the problems they had back there then, too, with the Reggie Bush thing, and those guys are both, you know, there then, too, and all that was going on. So you hear everything. And then, of course, we got guys from the University of Missouri. We got a guy from UCLA. We got, you know, guys from everywhere. And they all have stories, too, man. It's just absolutely fantastic to hear it. And it was kind of fun too, because when I was walking outside today, I noticed over 2/3 of our rosters have been in NFL camps. So they've either played for a year or two in the NFL, or they're trying to get back there. You know, so these are NFL guys. They really are.
Well, Mike, we look forward to another great season of Nebraska Danger football. Right. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll chat again soon.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Take care. Mike McCoy joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Now, again, Lincoln is part of the Central Plains Indoor Football League. Grand Island and the Danger, part of the IFL. And there's a good 10-team league on both sides there. So a chance to play somebody from a different division, and maybe someday they get back together and do it all together again. Let's give away a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets coming up. Kelly Cooksley is going to join us, talk a little Axtell hoops. We'll also talk with the head coach of the Hastings College men, Lance Creech. Here's our question. If you would like a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Nebraska Danger game, all you have to do is name me another team that's in the IFL. Name me another team that is in the IFL. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Do they have to name the city and the nickname?
No, I'm trying to make it easy.
I would hope so.
Some of these nicknames, here's what you got. You got the Titans, the Ice, the Slaughter. You've got the Blizzard, the Fever, the Calvary, the Storm, and the Revolution. If you could name me any of those teams, where they're at, city-wise, we're gonna give you a pair of tickets. 888-455-ESPN, 3776. We're back after this.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-727-8702. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Call 1-800-727-8702. That's 1-800-727-8702. Call 1-800-727-8702.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from Wednesday night out through the day on Thursday. Sunshine develops through the day today as we head up to 34 with north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
We'll Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Spencer down in Davenport, Nebraska. What he gets? Green Bay?
That is correct.
Green Bay, one of the teams in the IFL. So congratulations. He's going to the Nebraska Danger game against Lincoln coming up on Saturday. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Monty Kratzstein in as my co-host. Here is one of the things. Now, if we get this blizzard and there's nothing else going on, we got match play golf going on this week.
Ooh.
Love the match play tournament because it's just an extra day of golf. That's what it is. And again, it doesn't matter what sport you like. Maybe it's soccer, maybe it's tennis, maybe it's NASCAR. More of it, the better.
Love match play. I love match play because you can blow up on a hole, right? And it's only one. And it's only one hole. Have I mentioned I like playing match play for that reason?
Well, we will. The clowns around here have filled out their brackets, and so I have to fill out one of my brackets. And as you can see, I've not gotten very far. Maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow because it'll just be getting underway tomorrow when the show rolls along. And tomorrow, another very busy show. We'll talk with Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball coach on our Loper Link. We'll also catch up with Kyle Means at the Tri-City Storm. Weather coming in for hockey. They're home Saturday, but they've also got a special event going on Wednesday. And they're going to play a little outdoor hockey. Hopefully it's still nice enough to go out and do that a little bit. So we'll talk about that. And Brett Maher is going to join us. Steve Anderson's going to join us from Fauner Park later in the week. Hopefully the weather doesn't affect opening day, but that's the chances you take on February in Nebraska. And Kelly Cooksley joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the Axtell girls basketball coach as they get ready to take on Giltner on Friday night, hopefully, in the district final. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about it. Axtell has always had a pretty good tradition. At times, it's been a little roller coaster of whether they're in the postseason or deep in the postseason or things like that. But these Axtell girls have only gotten better as the season has come along because I think you would agree Axtell was not the choice to win this sub-district when the pairings came out at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, when I saw this summer that we played, or Amherst was in our sub-district, I kind of cringed a little bit because they'd been our bugaboo, but you know, it came a long ways since the beginning of the year, and you know, it's a testament to their hard work, and we're ready to go on Friday.
Coach Monty Kratzenstein here. What is your team doing well right now?
You know, we're really shooting free throws really well, and those have won us a couple of games here in the postseason, and you know, we haven't really been turning the ball over, which that's always good when you don't give the other team more chances to score. So, you know, I would probably say those two things are really, really keeping us in a lot of games and having us win some games. So,
Kelly Cooksley's with us here. I know you got off to maybe a slow start because you didn't have the five or the eight girls that you knew at the end of the year, or at least hoped at the end of the year that you would be mixing in there. 8-2 in their last 10 ball games. The two losses came to Amherst in the conference tournament and to Loomis in double overtime, which they avenged then in the conference tournament. So you guys are red hot right now, but I think part of that is having all the pieces in place.
Yeah, and when you covered our Kennesaw game, that was the thing where I think we only played about six girls that night. So we, you know, we got hit with the injury and the illness bug at the beginning of the year, and you know, I think everybody kind of goes through that. But you know, we didn't handle it the greatest. I think we lost three in a row there at the beginning of the year. But you know, we've avenged a couple of our losses against really good quality opponents, and I really feel like we're playing our best basketball at the best time of the year, which you can't complain about that as a coach. So,
how about giving us a little scouting report on Giltner and what you guys are going to have to do to be successful Friday?
Well, they're big, they're fast, they're athletic, and, you know, good defenders and good shooters, and they've been there, they've done that, and, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, but our kids have been up to challenges all year, and you know, it's a one-game thing where, you know, anything can happen. But, you know, they have some really nice players, and they went to the state tournament last year, and I don't think they graduated a player. They got the Priceler girl, who's a really good post, and the Most girl, I think her brother threw for about 9 million yards when he was at Giltner. So, yeah. Very athletic family. But, you know, they're gonna present some challenges, but I think we're going to present some challenges as well for them. So,
talking with Kelly Cooksley, Axtell girls basketball coach. You talk about the been there, done that philosophy. These girls have won a lot of competitions, whether it's volleyball, basketball, or the other sports that they compete in. But Axtell, who we knew has all this tradition back to the Osborne days, Monica Osborne, not Tom, you take a look at, they haven't been there to the state tournament. They haven't been in this situation in quite a while. Axtell's only made one state basketball appearance since 95. How do you help overcome that? How do you coach that part of not being there before?
You know, our girls were in the district final in volleyball this year, and you know, we kind of use that as a reference of, you know how that felt to lose that game. Use that as motivation to, you know, put you over the top here this week, or you know, work that extra harder, you know. And I think we're going to be ready to go. And you know, I have a young team, I think. And, you know, sometimes that kind of plays into our hands where, you know, they just go out and play. So I'm hoping that's the case. And, you know, we really compete hard on Friday, which I don't think will be a problem.
Yeah, I found that sometimes when they're a little bit younger and there's not so much pressure on them, they don't feel that kind of pressure. It sounds like you might use that as some motivational. You have nothing to lose when you aren't necessarily considered the favorite. You have nothing to lose. You can go out and play. And I've seen and played on some teams that, gets toward the end and it gets a little bit tight there. But sometimes that works to your advantage to be on the other side of it.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, you know, we really – weren't finding ways to win, but now we're coming down the stretch here and we're finding ways to win some close ball games. And you know, there's sometimes where I pull my hair out, but you know, they do find a way to, you know, come through. And I think that is a little bit of them being young and they're learning, you know. So I think that's, you know, a key part.
And just a couple comments on a couple of your girls. I know we've talked about it when we do the games, but for the Doug and Daddy purposes, Laura Lundeen, Hannah Crane kind of leading the way for your squad.
Yeah, the one good thing about our team is we're pretty balanced. You know, Laura leads us in scoring and surprisingly rebounding for being only about 5'3". But, you know, she's our catalyst. She really works hard and, you know, she gets what she puts into it. But, you know, some of the other girls, I think I have about five girls that average anywhere from 5 to close to, you know, 7 points. So, you know, anytime you can have balance, it makes you really tough to defend. And, you know, any given night, it can be anybody.
17-7 Axtell, 18-6 Giltner at Gibbon High School Friday night at 7 o'clock. And you'll hear it on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kelly, hey, thanks for the time. Best of luck. And I know one of these teams from our listening area will be headed off to the state tournament. So let's have a great game.
I hope so. And thanks for everything you do. Appreciate it.
You bet, Kelly. Take care, buddy. Kelly Cooksley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, this is a team that started the year 2-3, so they're 15-4 since that time. And their losses are to Blue Hill in overtime, who's 18-4. Loomis, who they lost to in double overtime. Arapahoe, who's 21-5. And then an Amherst team, who's 18-6, that they eliminated in the sub-district final. I didn't bring up the SEM game. They almost got clipped in the first round, 41-39, after they destroyed them earlier. It's weird. They played them three times. Two very, very close, 1 point and 2 points. The other time, they beat them by 38. So you just never know. You know.
You got to love high school basketball. I talked to Coach Eckout from Amherst the other day, and we talked about that, how difficult it is to win the third time and what changes when it gets into districts. And that you see that every year.
And they were kind of the opposite of Axtell. They got banged up at the end of the year. Amherst had a very good basketball team. So hopefully, again, and with Giltner, either one is going to be a good representative in Lincoln. Our poll question for the day yesterday, what was your favorite part of the NBA All-Star Weekend? 80% of you says you didn't watch any of it. That was one of our choices. I said the three-point contest because I got to see some of it after the state wrestling tournament. 20% said the All-Star game. 80% said I didn't watch any of it. I think that was a rigged voting, Jeffrey. I think it was rigged.
No way.
That's what you said. I didn't watch any of it.
That's what our rewards club member said.
Here is our And anybody can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, folks. Anybody. And pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. But anybody can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question today, State Wrestling Duel Tournament is Saturday in Kearney. Do you plan on attending? Let's see what the reaction will be. Will you be heading to the State Duel Wrestling Tournament on Saturday? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, all kinds of things are going on, as we've been telling you about, and that includes the GPAC Conference Basketball Tournament. The women for Hastings will be at Morningside tomorrow, while the men, well, they will be back in action at Midland University, and we are joined by the head coach of the Broncos, Lance Creech. Coach, thanks for the time, man. Are we ready to roll?
Well, I think so. I hope so. I don't know. You'll have to ask some of our guys, I guess.
How important was the game Saturday? Because it obviously switched where you were in the seeds. And again, if I'm reading this right, it seems like even when you guys lose, most of the time you're playing well, especially offensively.
We're really good offensively. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're probably as explosive an offensive team as I've had here in my time. But yeah, we don't seem to skip a beat shooting the ball. We just can't seem to keep it from going in the hoop on the other end of the floor, and that's been our biggest deficiency all year long, and that's, you know, what we're continuing to fight. Even today in practice, our primary looks will be on the defensive side of the floor and just trying to find a way to get two or three, maybe four key stops throughout the course of a basketball game, and we just haven't been able to do that. And when you're playing the better teams in your league, which coincidentally are the better teams in the country coming out of our league, it's just hard to do that, and we've just fallen short in those situations.
Lance, big picture, as far as that, I mean, three seed Midland's 12-8, and then the next three seeds, Doan, Morningside, and yourself, were all 11-9 in the conference. Is the silver lining that you're not on Northwestern's side, or would a win have gotten you a third seed? How big of a difference did that make?
Well, yeah, the win, you know, we win Saturday, we get a three seed, or, you know, you go back to a couple weeks ago, and the loss that we had here at home against Nebraska Wesleyan was really kind of a crushing blow, because that would have, you know, not put so much pressure on the Morningside game to get that three seed. But, you know, I mean, I guess I really don't necessarily look at it as far as a matchup. You just want to get the highest seed you can. You want to try and get a home game so you don't have to win three on the road or anything like that, because tournament time, you know, is just a crazy time. There's no guarantee that Northwestern's going to win. You know, they've already wrapped up an opportunity to represent our league and with the regular season championship. So sometimes in scenarios like that, kids let their guard down a little bit and maybe they get upset. And, you know, a couple years ago, back when, like, Jeremiah Slough was playing his junior year, we go on the road for the first round to Northwestern. We win. Sioux Falls is a 9 seed. That's when we took everybody to the tournament. They were a 9 seed and won their first round game. And we host a semifinal game here, you know. So it's tournament time is just a crazy time of the year, and you just like to get as many home games as you possibly can.
Coach, tell us about Midland. And we all know the strength of you guys' conference and the good teams and the balance and all those things. But what does Midland do that makes them such a difficult opponent?
Well, athletically, they've got a matchup that, you know, nobody in our league and probably not many teams in the nation can match up with. A kid by the name of James Parrott, who's averaging right at 20 a game. He's about a 6'3", extremely, extremely long athlete that can shoot it, drives it very well, can play, you know, above the rim, and it really puts pressure on us because we a lot of times have a hard time playing above the net. So for us to try and compete with a kid of his caliber and keep him, you know, away from the paint and keep him at a high percentage scoring situations really puts a lot of pressure on your defense, because he also can pass the basketball pretty well. So the strength of their team is definitely in their guard play, which, you know, I really like our guards. I like how our guards have progressed. But I think we have probably a better advantage on the inside with true post play and being able to get some baskets out of our kids on the offensive end on the inside will probably be the telltale of this game tomorrow night.
Lance Creech with us, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. Many questions that we can get here, but what all the fans want to know is, do you have to win this thing to keep your season? Do you have to win the tournament, or can 2-1, 1-2, what are you guys looking at?
You know, you've got to get at least one, no doubt. I mean, we've got to right now. Our mentality is we've got to, you know, win the thing or get up to Northwestern on a Saturday or on the be the next Wednesday. And you know, if you're playing Northwestern, even if you lose, you're going to go the way that our conference is set up, the tournament seeding. So we've got to win tomorrow or we're done. You know, I don't think 20-11 is going to get you an at-large. Not to say that we're not one of the 32 best teams in the country, but that's just the way, you know, we've had many opportunities that we've let slip through our fingers. So, we're, you know, our back's against the wall a little bit, and we've got to compete on the road and hope for the best. And if we can get a couple wins and even get up to a Northwestern situation, if that's the case, then that's what we'll do. But right now we've just got to worry about winning tomorrow.
Well, and I guess that leads me to my next question. Personally, does that put pressure on you? Because as everybody knows, you said at the beginning of the year this would be it for coaching at Hastings College for you for now. How about that part of the book?
You know, that I mean, there's been a lot of questions on that. And I, to be very, very honest, it hasn't really hit me. Even after Wednesday night when you know, it was our last regular season home game, and obviously my last regular season home game. It was pretty emotional from the standpoint that my son, more than anything, made it emotional for me. But it was just, you know, it was more of a really neat celebration and very appreciative of all the work that our, you know, the fellow coaches here in our athletic department got their athletes out there. And it was just a fun, really nice environment and an atmosphere. But it really hasn't hit me quite yet, you know, and I don't, you know, want to have the thought that this could be my last practice or this could be my last road trip or this could be my last game. And just really trying to put, I guess, my focus and energy into the team and seeing what we can't do to get a win, because I think we have a good team. I think we have an opportunity. I think this is a team that could go down to Branson in a national tournament and be successful. You know, I don't know that we win the dang thing, but I think we could go down there, and as well as we play offensively, if you can shoot the ball as well as we do late in the year, you know, you've got a chance to win any game. So not that I, you know, it hasn't crossed my mind, I guess you would say, but it's not something that I try and give a lot of time and energy, because it hasn't happened yet. And it probably, quite honestly, you know, won't hit me until a couple weeks after the season, because usually after every year I take, you know, a few days and just kind of stay away from the office and stay away from the team and do all those things. So that won't be much different, but it'll be, you know, after the state tournament when you're not calling recruits and you're not signing kids, and it probably won't even hit me until next, you know, September when school's kind of back in session and I don't have a team around.
You got a favorite sweater vest, because a lot was made out of that last week. You got a special one that you know, that is the lucky one, or do you not worry about that? You're not superstitious.
Very superstitious. I don't know if it's superstition or anal retentive. I don't know. You know, it's just got to be kind of how I feel the night before a game, I guess. You know, it that's something that's kind of taken on its own persona, I guess you would say. And Kerry Hofstetter is the one that kind of started that whole deal. And gosh, you know, in this day and age, you have an idea like that, you know, you used to need a week to pull something off, but now you throw it on Twitter, and gosh, over the noon hour, our bookstore had sweater vests on sale and everything else. So it got to be kind of a fun little deal. And, you know, it was just more entertaining than anything that night.
Well, Coach, I know we'll see you somewhere along the line, and hopefully maybe a couple of wins. We can talk next week as the conference tournament rolls on. So best of luck to you and the Broncos tomorrow night, and slap Mike alongside the head, would you?
I sure will. I'd like to do that at any point that I can, but now that I have total permission, I will definitely do that.
Lance, thanks for the time, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Lance Creech. You can hear it with Mike Will tomorrow, 12:30 a.m., KHAS. We'll have the ball game for you, HastingsLink.com, as well. Going to talk with Andy from Midway here in just a moment, but don't forget that Sean Callahan makes his annual recruiting trip, his video that he shows every single year and talks about the recruits that Nebraska signed. He's coming through Central Nebraska the end of February. In fact, it's just next week. 1 week from tonight, Tuesday, HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Springs Wednesday, Indian Head Golf Course at Grand Island. That is the one place that you do have to call for a reservation because it's always been a sellout. So next Wednesday at Indian Head. And then on Thursday, the 28th, they will be at Cunningham's Journal. Every night it starts at 6 o'clock, made possible by T&L Irrigation and, of course, all the gang here at ESPN Radio. You know, I have, Monty, a couple of questions for you. We've talked about that recruiting thing before, but we didn't pop it out to Mike McCoy, you know, if there's an open tryout for you.
For what? Because if you're thinking the football thing, you obviously haven't seen me working out. I'm pretty okay at the Y, but that doesn't involve any sort of contact or any sort of sprint. So I think the window has closed on all opportunities, I'll put it that way.
I want you to know that yesterday I did find something that I never thought I would come across, and I'll bring that up to you here when we come back.
Oh boy.
Andy from Midway with us here at the Doug and Daddy studio. He's been a busy man. I've been busy out taking care of our sporting events. You've been out busy keeping sure that the lot is full as the turnover continues with either pre-owned vehicles or brand-new vehicles from the Chevy auto dealerships, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. What are you seeing?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had the opportunity about a week and a half ago to get down to Orlando and just kind of take a look at a lot of the new inventory that's coming out. Once again, got to see the brand-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala completely redesigned. I mean, this thing is going to be unlike any Impala that we've ever seen before, especially over the last 15 years. I mean, I think when people see this Impala in person, it will remind them of the glory years of the Impalas, you know, in the 60s and the 70s. And so that's really exciting. You know, on the Chrysler side, they didn't want to give up all their secrets. You know, the biggest thing is what these guys do is, you know, they fly you down there and you get inside these auditoriums and, you know, you get a lot of rah, rah, rah speeches and you get pumped up. Then they say, and at the New York Auto Show on March 29th through, you know, they say, this is where you're going to see all this finished product. But there's going to be a new SUV coming out. You know, realistically, what it's going to be is it's going to replace the Jeep Liberty. They haven't given us a name on it yet. They're saying that it could be the Liberty. I think they're going to call it the Cherokee and not the Grand Cherokee, but it's nothing like the Liberty that we've seen in the past. So that's going to be introduced on March 29th at the New York Auto Show. And then on the Chevrolet side, you know, we just had our first Buick Encore that hit here this last week. It's just a lot of really exciting stuff. You know, the manufacturers are really jacked up. The mood's a lot different than the first time I went, you know, 3-4 years ago coming out of recession. You know, then I can remember it was everybody keep your heads up, you know, just put the pedal to the metal and let's just go 100 miles an hour and let's just do everything we can to get out of this. And now you can really hear in their voices, there's a lot of optimism. You know, it's very strategic, you know, especially from the American side. I mean, you know, you got the European fiasco that's going on over there, you know, with Opel and Ford and all these other different things. But, you know, the biggest thing is what they've been conveying to us is, you know, just control what you can control. They keep, you know, preaching volume, volume, volume and customer retention, which is the way our philosophy and our plan is anyway. So we don't really have to change anything. I mean, our motto is we're going to sell a lot for a little. I mean, we're basically like the Walmart of the car world. So,
well, and things are going well. I mean, maybe you're waiting to get a new vehicle if it's in your budget a year or two down the road. Maybe you need a pre-owned vehicle now. You've been telling me you've got some really nice trucks on the lot. We've been talking about all these vehicles that you can get for under $10,000, and you still have quite a few of those. But tell me about these late model, low mile trucks.
Well, that's the big thing. You know, we went back through, and of course, just like any sports team or any business, you know, you sit there and you go through your previous year and you say, hey, we had some great highlights, but we had some lowlights. And one of the areas that we think we really missed were the late model, low mile vehicles. And so what we've done is we've really made a concentrated effort over the past 90 days to be stocked up for when springtime comes around, because it seems like springtime's kind of used car season. You know, we're always talking about the new and there's always fantastic deals, but you know, the big thing is, you know, we've been trying to go ahead and get those late model, low mile, you know, Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 200, Chevrolet Impalas, you know, the Chevrolet Malibu. And I'll tell you what, right now, I think it's because of the recent success that we've had from selling a whole bunch of new trucks. I have never seen us with a better late model, low mile pre-owned truck selection. And we're not talking about, you know, if you guys are familiar with the way Midway does business, a lot of these trucks are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 back of retail value, because we look at what the market conditions are. We're not going to sit here and say, well, we think this truck's worth $36,000 because we hopped online and KBB or NADA said it is. We go out and we say, well, you know what? We're looking at the market conditions. If you can buy a new one for this price, this one needs to be priced in this area. And I'm challenging anybody out there, if you're looking for a late model, low mile, pre-owned truck, you've got to go to thinkmidway.com.
Folks, check it out at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It is Truck Month. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. Andy, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now, due to the weather, the UNK softball team will not play this weekend in Rochester, Minnesota. They'll go the following weekend to play in a different tournament. So there you go. Supposed to be a lot of games this weekend. Lopers aren't going to go. Baseball's playing today in Missouri.
Rochester? I'll pass. February? Softball? Sorry.
You know, maybe you could explain this to me, but, you know, I like to read John's emails. They're like Irish Ken. He goes, because this is all the way back to Mike McCoy, and we're talking about it. He goes, heck, Doug's agent lied to us all. Yes, he's hardworking, puts in tons of hours and late nights, but he never said that he would gloat over picking the Super Bowl teams.
I think he's assuming that you weren't going to gloat, and what? That's just wrong. Do they not know you?
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to pick the two Super Bowl teams, you're going to gloat.
Did you know that? Did I don't even know if I mentioned that on the air. Did I say anything about that?
Oh, it might be somewhere. We might have to check all the archives in passing. That might have been a green. Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? Every Tuesday, we wrap it up with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Wrap it up with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We got to start locking that door. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you know the answer to today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you have an opportunity to join us on the program. So we would love to hear from you. Call us now, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for the $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. I even let Jeff come up with one of the questions for today's program. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Christian.
All right, here we go. We're going to use Jeff's question today. We'll see if it's too easy. Last year, Kentucky won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, and right now, obviously, some struggles. There's some talk that they may not get back. Who was the last team that won the NCAA and didn't even get in the next year?
I want to say Florida, 2007.
That's a great guess, and they didn't, but that is not the last team. It's even more recent than that. Try back, 888-455, because they lost all those guys. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, you want basketball or you want golf?
Basketball.
Who was the last NCAA? What was the last school when they won the national championship in men's basketball, didn't even get in the tournament the next year?
Michigan.
was not Michigan. Try back, 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Canopy.
Who was the last school, last program, to not make the NCAA tournament the year after winning it all?
Connecticut.
Not Connecticut. Try back. Jeff, that's a good question, man.
It's a good question, and without giving away a hint, certainly, you got to think about Florida was a great guess because you think about teams that lose players to the NBA. You know, I mean, where they don't have that that stepping stair step of players. So I don't know if that's a hint or not, but that's but when I looked at the list, all that held true.
Well, let's see if our next caller knows the answer. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
What is the answer? Who's the last NCAA men's team to not make the NCAA tournament the year after winning it all?
Michigan State.
Not Michigan State. Try back. 888-455. I thought this might be one of those that the first person got it. Jeffrey has come up with a stumper. Producer Jeffrey. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Our question today is, who was the last NCAA men's basketball program to not even make the tournament the year after winning it all? What's your guess?
Is it Kansas?
It is not Kansas. Try back.
Although Kansas did that way back in after Danny Man and the Miracles won it, I think the year after that, they didn't make the tournament.
Like NIT bound. That's when NIT was where you didn't want to be.
This isn't even another hint, but I guarantee that this fan base, this rabid fan base, was shocked and dismayed when they did not make the tournament the next year.
All right, who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, do you know the answer?
How about North Carolina?
It's like a no-doubter. Chris lives like a no-doubter. Yeah, I know the answer. I can't believe nobody's got it yet. That was Chris right there. He nailed it. It is North Carolina. Chris, hang on the line. Congratulations. We'll get you the $25 gift card. Jeff will set you up. Thanks for the time. All right, you take care of that because I did come across this. And I'm sure somewhere along the line I will come across more. But Monty was with us yesterday, and we talked about the passing of your teammate, Ken Clark. Very unfortunate thing. But a lot of things came up. With that, when a lot of things were out there about Ken Clark and all that, you tweeted me or texted me a picture of you and Kenny Clark, and I made fun of you because Kratzenstein doesn't exactly fit across the back of the Husker uniform back in the day.
Yeah, duh. Of course it doesn't.
Here's what I came across.
All right, Nebraska breaks the huddle. Nate Turner wide right. Richard Bell slot right. Monty Kratzenstein tight end on the left. I formation. With Tyrese Knox, the tailback. Knox gets the handoff up the middle, hits a stone wall, bounces off and goes to the right, picks up two from the 25 to the 27, and the tackle made by Reuben Oliver.
Who the hell's Kratzenstein?
Well, first of all, how sad is it that all the looking that you did, you came up with a two-yard gain from Tyrese Knox as one of my, quote, highlights. That was embarrassing. And the second thing is, I don't know if you knew this, but I was Jewish for 1 year.
Oklahoma State guys love you. How about this?
And it brings up a second down play and eight for Nebraska, leading 63-35 with 5:16 to go in the game. Kratzenstein tied in on the right, wide left.
I mean, you're like the first guy they call out. Maybe they can just see your name.
They could see the number. The name was so big they couldn't. It would be nice if they'd pronounce it right. But that, you know, what the heck?
I'm looking for more Kratzenstein moments. And that when I get some time here after the tournaments are done, there's going to be more Kratzenstein moments.
You didn't even know I used to be Jewish.
I didn't even know you even got in the game. I mean, hell, there was 5:16 left and you were in there.
And that wasn't even my senior year. It wasn't even a sympathy. It wasn't even a sympathy thing, too.
Play all the seniors. How about Rudiger? How about Kratzenstein? No, never. No chance. Hey, folks, of course, Monty Kratzenstein, thanks for coming in. Give us some time today, as you always do. And we want to thank our guests, Mike McCoy, general manager of the Nebraska Danger, Lance Creech, Hastings College men's basketball coach, Kelly Cooksley, Axtell girls coach. Tomorrow on the show, Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball coach. We'll talk with Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm, Brett Maher, Nebraska kicker, who is going to the combine this weekend. We'll talk to him before he departs. All that and a whole lot more as we get ready for the blizzard and what do they call it now? Winter Storm Q coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you, Monty.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.